Much of the empirical work on corruption is based on corruption indices, numerical measures which attempt to estimate how corrupt is a given country. The best known of these is the Corruption Perceptions Index, which is put out by Transparency International, a non-profit group based in Germany. This index is based on perceptions of corruption. Transparency International goes around to a large number of countries and surveys businessmen and analysts and asks them how corrupt they think a particular country is. They do not try to count up the number of corruption cases or lawsuits or jail sentences, because in each country the laws about corruption are really quite different, so instead they're looking at perceptions. The index also compares countries against each other at a point in time, but it's not supposed to be used for comparing how a single country is changing over time. As of 2011, which country does Transparency International measure as being the least corrupt? It turns out it's New Zealand. Other relatively non-corrupt countries, by their measures, are Denmark, Finland, Sweden, and Singapore. What are the most corrupt countries? Well, by their measures, as of 2011, it's Somalia, North Korea, Myanmar, Afghanistan, and Uzbekistan. Another set of measures is called Worldwide Governance Indicators, and these are put out by the World Bank. It's not just about corruption, but it's about how good is governance operating in a particular country. So the measure includes voice and accountability, political stability and absence of violence/terrorism, government effectiveness, regulatory quality, rule of law, and control of corruption. The World Bank is trying to estimate how good a job a government is doing. Whether it's the Transparency International Corruption Perceptions Index or the Worldwide Governance Indicators, in both cases you can Google two websites which will give you a complete and up-to-date list and lots more information on how these indices are constructed. In the meantime, they are a mainstay of research in the economics of corruption in developing nations.